Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today is Mike Klazowski. Thanks for coming today, Mike.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It looks like it's pretty much springtime out there. I think most of the ice is melting, and we are transitioning into wader fishing and open water fishing and a little bit of snow goose hunting out there. How are things looking out at your house? Pretty melted?
Yeah, you know, I live out just by Sumner Slough, which is just a mile and a half east of Florence there. And the slough is opening up pretty good. I suspect probably by the end of this weekend we'll be pretty good and open. You know, one pretty unique thing that I think most everybody has observed over this spring is the amount of eagles that we have. And at least in my neighborhood, the epicenter seems to be Sumner Slough. And I know we counted at least 40 eagles out there on the lake at one point in time. I think what's attracting them is the there was a winter kill on a lot of carp and things like that that they're eating. And earlier this week, matter of fact, yesterday on Friday, we were up at Blue Dog Hatchery for a meeting, and there was some rough carp kill over by out to the west of Blue Dog Lake, and there was just a bunch of eagles. And I'm wondering, have we always had this many eagles, or is the population increasing to that level? I know Minnesota has a bunch of them. Of course, Alaska, they're numerous, but it kind of begs the question, population increasing up here, or what's going on with them? Definitely around, a lot of them around, and good to see.
Yeah, it's interesting you brought that up, because I have it on my list here as eagles and starred, because that kind of has been a hot topic, and I know there's been quite a few out by your house. Talked to Austin Norton up out of the Webster office, and I believe, is it Amsden or Amherst had a little winter kill?
Yep.
Which one was it?
Yep, Amherst.
Amherst had a little winter kill, and it sounds like there's triple digits of eagles hanging out up there on that.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like conservation officer in Marshall County, Casey Dowler, was it late last week, again, a winter kill on the carp in Amherst Slough there. They were estimating around 300 bald eagles up there, and that's just a tremendous amount. And I've heard of those numbers being in back when I used to live in Minnesota, when maybe a pork farmer had to bring out a bunch of dead pigs, and it would really attract a lot of eagles and create quite the sight. But everybody is just noticing the amount of eagles around this spring, and it's quite the unique sight, and has offered a lot of opportunities for photography. If anybody wants to see an eagle, hasn't observed very many of them in years past, if you just head on a northwest of town up towards Sumner Slough there, a mile and a half east of Florence, there's just a lot of them around. They're flying around. They're in the trees by there. They're out on the ice, I guess what's left of the ice, and you can see the dead carp that they're feeding on. Bring your camera. You can certainly get some pics.
All right. Very good. Well, we'll scoot over to fishing here for a little bit. Like I said, most of that has transitioned into wader fishing and open water fishing. Zero ice fishing left in the Northeast. All over with there. But a few places we're starting to see some fish already. I guess the hot spot so far has been Lake Ponset. A lot of those fish are still from 14 and a quarter to 15 and a quarter. The large majority of the fish you're going to catch are going to be less than that 15-inch mark. But it sounds like if you do a lot of sorting, measure well, you can get your four fish over that 15-inch mark. Most of the fishing's been going on around Stone Bridge, Saarinens, up on the north end there. So look for that to be another hot spot for the early spring here in northeast South Dakota. A couple other spots we've seen some fishermen. Dry Lake number 2, a little bit of fishing activity down there. Goose Lake off the Grover Road. And right here in town, the Lunkers area on Lake Compesca, we've seen a little bit of fishing activity. But for the most part, a lot of our sportsman traffic out there right now has been pretty well concentrated around snow goose hunting. We had a big influx of snow geese probably towards the end of last week, Sunday, Monday of this week, and we've seen those numbers increase throughout this week as well. And hunting success has been a little spotty so far. Jump shooters and pass shooters have done a lot better than the decoy hunters so far, but as the migration moves on, we start getting some more juvies in the area. I would guess that the decoy hunters would start picking up a little bit. I know that there was a large concentration of geese up south of Bitter Lake. Did you see quite a few around your place?
Yeah, you know, been up into Day County, been up into Cottington County, and then, well, actually the other day I was even over into Clark County as well for the open house, and seeing lots of snow geese all around, some feeding, some migrating. It's a lot of fowl around right now, and if you just want to take a drive on the countryside and observe wildlife, it's a great time to do that. But it sounds like you mentioned already, hunters just not doing very well, at least the decoy hunters. And I think we're at that time frame where maybe the adults have tail end of the adults, but the juvies haven't started. And so I think the decoy hunters are patiently awaiting that juvie migration so that they can have a little better success when they're decoying.
And I suspect that'll happen. I think Arkansas, Missouri, and Nebraska saw one of the best snow goose hunting springs that we've seen in a long time. We had an excellent hatch this year. So those juvies will get here, just got to be patient. And when they do, it should really open the door for some big hunts. One thing I guess we wanted to mention, we're really seeing an influx of hunters jumping roosts right away early in the morning. And it's really caused some law enforcement issues and some issues for the hunters. I guess with harvesting snow geese off roosts, there seems to be some non-targets that have been mixed in with those. White-fronted geese, Canada geese, and various species of ducks have also fallen prey to those kind of activities. So if you're out jump shooting, perfectly legal way to hunt snow geese, we just highly recommend that you jump snow geese on a feed in a cornfield, soybean field, wheat field, that kind of thing, and not off the water where they're going to be mixed in with different species of white fronts, Canadas, and different duck species. So that's one of the biggest issues that we've seen so far this spring in the world of snow goose hunting. Moving on from that, we've got all kinds of announcements here. I guess one thing that is coming in pretty warm is the turkey season.
Yeah, my second favorite time of the year. You know, the springtime, I love the fall. That's my favorite time, and you get to go out and hunt ducks, and you got the deer rut going on and things like that. But yeah, spring turkey season is here. I think it's going to be a good year. The weather dependent, we're going to hopefully see if this weather straightens out, we get some nicer, sunnier days, winds slow down, get some warmer weather, and things will start to heat up. As far as tags go in the Northeast, I want to say that most everything has been sold out. Have you looked at that lately, Bryce?
I haven't. I was thinking there was maybe a couple leftovers in the Roberts County, and I think those are already gone in the second draw.
Anyways, if you're still looking to get a tag, there's going to be tags available, but likely you're going to have to head west. But anyways, one of the things I want to talk a little bit about is that the NWTF, the National Wild Turkey Federation, is having their annual banquet on April 1st. That's going to be down at 2nd Street Station. Social hour starts at 5:30. The banquet time is going to start at 7 p.m. sharp. We have a couple contact information here, Francis Sterofis and David Eckmeyer. If you have questions, please contact those folks. Francis's number is 520-8383, and David's number is 868-9177. And a little bit about the National Wild Turkey Federation. Since 1985, the National Wild Turkey Federation volunteers and partners have raised and spent more than $488 million towards their mission of conserving upland habitat and preserving the hunting heritage. A special note, a lot of times people want to know, how do nonprofit or NGOs spend the money that they raise? And for $1 raised by the National Wild Turkey Federation, 91 cents goes to their mission, and as I just mentioned, their mission of habitat and protecting the hunting heritage, and they're also very involved with youth hunting and with the JAKES program, which JAKES stands for Juniors Acquiring Knowledge, Ethics, and Sportsmanship. So a lot of different aspects to that program as well. The National Wild Turkey Federation's 10-year initiative is to conserve or enhance 4 million acres of critical upland habitat, create 1.5 million new hunters. Also to note that, of course, those hunters, they pay for 80% of the wildlife conservation through the various licenses that they purchase and taxes on guns and ammunition and all that good stuff. So something to be proud of. In addition, they also want to open access to 500,000 acres to hunting. So a lot of different things that they've done in the past, and National Wild Turkey Federation is committed to raising $1.2 billion over the next decade to meet or exceed their goals. So those are some very lofty goals. Just want to invite everybody out. Mark your calendars down. April 1st, 5:30, 2nd Street Station. Bring the family. Kids are welcome. There's lots of different prizes, whether male, female, youth, different games, all kinds of good stuff. So come on out, support conservation, be a part of the community, and join the National Wild Turkey Federation on April 1st.
All right, very good. And did you mention that there's some different youth events at the 2nd Street Station on that night?
Yeah, they really do a lot for youth at that banquet. It's really one of the better banquets for whole families to attend. They have BB gun shooting. They have a lot of different games where they're really geared towards kids, and only kids can play them, quite frankly. And the prizes that they win are geared towards youth as well, or kids. So it's really an excellent time to bring the whole family. There's something for everyone.
All right. Very good. And one other thing I have on here, I forgot to bring the flyer, but maybe you'll remember some of the dates. If not, we'll get them to you again next week. But last week, we had the flyer here, got everybody the dates, but there is an antler auction coming up with Game Fish and Parks. So if you could find that, we'll get the dates. But I went down to Sioux Falls earlier this week, took a load of antlers, and took two vehicles to get all the tree stands from our region down to Sioux Falls. So there's going to be a pile of tree stands down there. I know just from our region, we took two 15-foot flatbed trailers, heaping full of tree stands. So there will be plenty down there. Look like most of them were in pretty good shape, better than sometimes we have to send off some that don't look quite as new as these ones. So I know a lot of them were in good shape. As far as antlers go, we filled up a 6x10, 12-foot enclosed trailer, completely full of deer antlers. Some of them are still on the skull. We grouped those up in groups of four, and that's how we're going to sell those. And then we had 10-pound bundles of antlers as well that we bundled up, wrapped in plastic, and those will be sold in 10-pound bundles. A lot of other items, mostly from the Black Hills, that are going to be pretty sought after. We do have a few mountain lion pelts. We do have some mountain lion skulls. Looks like we had a couple curls from some mountain sheep from the Black Hills, a couple skulls and horns off of mountain goats from the Black Hills. So all kinds of stuff there, but mostly what it's going to consist of is deer antlers and tree stands.
Yeah, you bet. And the dates and information on that is where we'll be hosting our antler auction. It'll be at the Goman Auction Pavilion north of Lenox, and that is on April 22nd. So mark down the calendars. Doors open at 8 a.m. There'll be a gun auction will take place from 9 to 11 a.m. And then the antler auction with all the different items that Bryce has just mentioned to follow afterwards. Even if you're really not going down there to buy a whole bunch of stuff, you're not a big buyer in the grand scheme of things, it's actually really kind of fun just to see the different items that for sale, a lot of different antlers, a lot of different pelts, a lot of different critters that we don't necessarily see around here in this area. You have elk and bighorn sheep skulls and mountain goats. And then, of course, you have a gun auction that's from 9 to 11, and who doesn't like to see different guns and what they go for? So, again, it's going to be at the Goman Auction Pavilion north of Lenox on April 22nd, and starts at 9, doors open at 8.
All right, very good. And it looks like we've got about a minute left here, so the last thing I've got on my list that I wanted to touch on a little bit is we are now taking public comment for the future South Dakota Deer Management Plan. Mike, I know that you went to a meeting on that yesterday, so I guess I'll let you tackle what kind of input we're looking for.
Yeah, you bet. The public comment period for the deer management plan that the Game Fish and Parks is working on right now is still open. We're looking for the public's input on what exactly they would like to see when it comes to deer management in South Dakota. That it is open for public comment until April 16th. You can observe or you can look at, view, analyze that deer management plan on our Game Fish and Parks website at gfp.sd.gov. And this management plan that we're working on helps guide us for the future and for a number of years, 3 to 5 years down the road, whatever it may be. And it's really important that the public gets out there, takes a look at that, and provides any input that they may have. It provides a lot of different objectives, and for those objectives, we have strategies on how we're going to accomplish that. And a lot of those strategies may be broad, and some of them may be very, very focused, which is, it's kind of interesting to see some of the different items that we're looking at doing. So again, log on, gfp.sd.gov. Go on over to the portion that has the deer management plan. We're looking at public input until April 16th, so please provide that.
All right. Very good. Like we talked about, kind of a transition period yet. Most people are done with the ice fishing deal and on to open water fishing, long rod fishing, a little bit of snow goose hunting in the area, but still kind of waiting for those juvies to move in, still waiting for that spring fish bite to really take off. So not super busy out there yet, but we are getting closer to a very busy springtime, that is for sure. So I hope everybody enjoys the nicer weather that we're looking at having this weekend, and we will be back same time, same place next week.